Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Nasai, that is Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chavtes. And we continue learning about the jobs that the Levite families had. And this is the last of the families, B'nai Merari, the family of Merari, to their families, to their father's house, you shall count them. From 30 years old and up until 50 years old, you shall count them. Anyone that's reached the legion, to do the Avodah the Oil Maid. And this is the Mishmeres, the guarding of that which they should carry, for all their Avodah in the Oil Maid. Karshia Mishkan, this is the beams of the Mishkan, Uvrichav, and the bars, Vamudav, and its pillars, Vadonav, and its sockets, Vamudea Chatzar Savi, Vadneim, and the pillars of the Chatzar all around, and their sockets, Visei Daisamu Mesrehem, and their pegs and ropes, Lechoklehem, for all their Kalim, Lechavadasam, for all their work, Uvashemai Stifkedu, and you shall designate them by name as Klei Mishmeres Masam, all the Kalim that they're supposed to carry, meaning everyone is designated that which they should carry. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Visei Daisamu Mesrehem, and their pegs and ropes, Shel Amudim, of the pillars. Sharei Yisedu Sumesri HaKleim, Masa B'nei Gershon Hayu, because the pegs and the ropes of the curtains, those were carried by B'nei Gershon. We learned about those in the previous Haliyah. Visei Sumesrehem Hayu La'iris La'Kleim Elamata, there was pegs and ropes connected to the bottom of the curtains, Shaloi Takbim Haruach, so that the wind shouldn't pick them up and blow them. Visei Sumesrehem Hayu La'mudim Saviv, and the pillars also had pegs and ropes all around, Litlis Behem HaKleim B'Sfasim HaLyayna, in order to be able to tie the curtains at their upper edge, B'Kleinsis V'Kundasim, with poles and rods, like we learned about when we described the Mishkan. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Zoyis Avodas Mishpachas B'nei Merari, this is the work of the family of Merari, L'chol Avodasim B'Almaid, all their work in the Almaid, B'yad Yisamar Ben Aaron HaKayin, the one that was in charge of them was Yisamar, the son of Aaron HaKayin. And now the Pasuk tells us, V'yifkan Moshe V'Aaron U'Nesiyah Yedas B'nei HaKasi, and Moshe and Aaron and the leaders of the assembly, they counted the sons of Kahasi, L'mishpachas L'mveis Avodasim, to their families and their father's house, M'ben Shleshim Shana V'Malah, V'ad Ben Chamishim Shana, from 30 years old and up until 50, Kol Balat Sava, anyone that's come to the legion, Avodah by Almaid, to do Avodah with Almaid, Vayupikudehem Mishpachasim, and their count to their family was Alpaim Shvamias V'Chamishim, 2,750. Eilipikudehem Mishpachas HaKasi, this is the count of the family of Kahasi, Kol Avid by Almaid, anyone that did work in the Almaid, Asher Pakar Moshe V'Aaron, Alpil Hashem B'Ad Moshe, the Moshe and Aaron had counted by the word of Hashem through Moshe Rabbeinu. Upikudehem B'nei Gershom Mishpachas V'Vais Avosim, and the count of B'nei Gershom to their family and their father's house, Ben Shleishim Shana V'Amal Avad, Ben Chamishim Shana, from 30 until 50, Kol Abal Atzav, Avodah by Almaid, anyone that's reached the legion to do work in the Almaid, and their count to their family and their father's house was 2,630. This is the count of the family of B'nai Gershim. Anyone that did work in the Almaid, the Moshe and Aaron counted by the word of Hashem. And the count of the family of Merari, to their families, to their father's house, from 30 until 50, anyone that's reached the age of doing work in the Almaid, Shloshes Alafim Masayim, that was 3,200. Eid Pekudim Shpachas B'nei Merari, Asher Pakan Moshe V'Aaron, Alpi Hashem B'yad Moshe. And now the Pasuk says, Kol HaPekudim Asher Pakan Moshe V'Aaron Nisi Yisrael Salavim, the entire count that Moshe and Aaron and Nisi Yisrael counted the Levim, L'mishpachas L'mis Avosam, to their families and their father's house, B'ben Shloshim Shana V'mala, from 30 years old and up, V'ad Ben Chamishim Shana up until 50 years old, Kol HaBal Avoid, anyone that's come to do the following work, Avoidas Avoida, the Avoida of Avoida, and Avoidas Masa, the Avoida of carrying by Almaid in the Almaid. Now, before we get to the final count, let's try to understand what exactly this is. Pasuk Mem Zayin Rashi tells us, Avodas Avoda, Hu Hashir B'Mitzaltayim V'Chinaris. This is talking about singing and the song that was done with cymbals and harps. She Avoda La Avoda Acheres. This is Avoda for another Avoda. When the Kohanim were doing Avoda, so the Levim were singing songs and playing musical instruments, so that's considered Avodas Avoda, and Avoda that's done for another Avoda. And Avodas Masa K'mashmai, exactly as it sounds, that's the work of carrying something. So back to Chumash, Pasuk Mem Ches, Vayupikudehem Shmoina Salafim Chamesh Me'esu Shmoinim, and the total count was 8,580. By the word of Hashem, they were counted through Moshe, Ish Alvadasev Almasoi, each man by his Avoida and his carrying, Upkudav, and those that were counted, Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, were counted as Hashem commanded Moshe. And let's see Rashi, Pasuk Mem Tes. What does that mean? They were counted as Hashem commanded Moshe, Upkudav Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, Ba'osan HaPekudim Hayu B'Mitzvim Ben Shleishim Shan V'Ben Chamishim. All those that were counted were only from 30 until 50, not anyone younger than 30, not anyone above 50, only from 30 until 50. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the third Aliyah tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.